more. There's not a few. Two is, once that has been agreed to, whether the member of that party is here or not, when the report is voted on, is irrelevant. That party has signaled its unacceptance. Three is the committee chair finally, there's no clarity. The committee chair finally has the decision-making power, it seems, but there's a one chief up here and he can change the rules, check it out, to actually decide on how to manage that process after consulting the committee. So what usually happens, I'm told the norm until now has been, there's a brief summary where the committee, where the party requested. So if the DA says, we think that the free market should prevail in all circumstances, let's say. Not DA, let's say a party, party A. Then, you know, and we can ask them to give us three or four lines, and then ultimately submit to the committee and the committee chair ultimately on how that is presented. But it must be recorded. So those things are clarified with the management in the committee section. These are not rules that are decided here. If the interpretation is wrong, then that must be dealt with in some other forum and must be written to in that regard. Also to say, I don't think we should have reports, and I'll try to get on Cedric Frolic, the chairperson, that simply repeat what the executive says. I mean, a brief summary is all that's required. What we require is just picking up the key issues. That's all. And then the rest of the report must deal with what we as Parliament think of what the executive positions are. So it meant reworking the report, taking into account that. So unfortunately, I could only get it done, I think, when I sent it to you earlier this morning. Also, there was a Brazil-Germany soccer match, and who in their right mind, who in their right mind is going to write a report that should be written by the committee section when the semi-finals of the World Cup is on? Really, we should start this meeting here with a moment's silence in mourning for not just Brazil, but the entire developing world. You know, a lot of it has been reworked in respect of not the content so much as the clarity of what was decided. The content is there. It is reduced from what the committee secretary gave. And I think we need a collective discussion with the House chair on report writing. because really, you know, it's just not on. If you're talking being an activist parliament. So I apologize it got to you so late, but the room now is open between now and tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're not voting on this report, and if need be, we'll meet on Friday morning. So let's look at the report. What time did you send it out? Sorry, somebody wants to say something, sir.
No, no, I want on the two chair to ask that those guidelines that we spoke to now in terms of what happens when there's disagreement, are you able to email that to us or the committee does have to email that so that we are on the same page?
I spoke to three of the senior officials in management. But I don't have it in writing. We can ask a suit to Marina Fresno. What is she, sister? I spoke to the research of, she's head of proceedings, or something like that. She's been here for over 20 years. She's the woman that sits at the level of the, you know, the table below where the speaker sits. So really, it's something that you should deal with in the people's forum, isn't it? Yeah, it's really not our matter. You know, we can just tell you what we understand the rules to be. You must change it there if you want to, really. So that you should raise there. But we will, of course, ask her. Can you think, Marina, just ask her to write down the thing and give it to the committee. I don't think it's a big issue, really, at the moment. It's a matter for new members of parties that are not presumably the majority parties, the minority parties are elected, to get the clarity in the structures that are there. It's not really this committee that decides that. But we have some latitude on how we deal with the issue. and we have in the one case noted. And the other thing is to use the term majority in the committee, which implies it's not a committee position. So here and there we can change it to majority. But I don't want a long discussion around procedure. This is not my area. It's not the appropriate thing, but I'll give you a space. But I'm not entering a long discussion about it.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. And I think I would like to support the statement which was made by the Chairperson that information will be made available through the Secretariat of the Committee. Thank you very much.
See, the changing of the rules of Parliament can't be dealt with by one committee. I've been out of the loop for the last 5 years, having served in the executive. But from what I can gather from three people, what we said in this committee is correct. And you know, like now, it's fine, we'll write it down for you, but it's really to be dealt with at the level of the structures that deal with these things, the Rules Committee. I don't know who serves, I think Floyd serves on the Rules Committee, right? Sort the things out there, because we don't really have an issue. But go ahead.
No, I was saying that maybe it will help us if you avail the information that you got from the staff member who served for more than 20 years here in Parliament. So it might help us to have that written down so that we are on the same page, because we as far as we're concerned, we have the right to record our disagreement with the, and that must be captured that we did not agree with certain things.
Very many chief performance meetings, but it's there. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson. This isn't the first time that we've done a report in the Finance Committee, and I agree with you that there needs to be clarity if clarity is required. On the issue of having different views, obviously we will. We have, in fact, as you mentioned, the DA, we are not a free market party, actually. We did. Okay, thank you. Yes, good. Okay, thank you very much. And we. No problem. What I wanted to say was this, that we will not always agree on every single thing. And certainly if you look at the philosophical perspective, we do have some difficulties with the concept of the developmental state. So therefore, and everything else. So everything flows from that. So the approach that we've always taken is that where we agree with something, obviously we do agree. Where we don't agree, we say so. We haven't got heads up about detailing exactly what the DA said. We always, as a matter of course, reserve our position regarding whether we support the budget or not, because that is done within our caucus at the end of the process. So that we do as a matter of course. We've always asked for a line to put in there to say that the DA reserves its position. That's always been done, and that's never been a problem. But generally, we've been able, certainly as a committee, to be able to get a report that is presentable to the House and that's easy to read. I don't agree with the actually of stating in the report, you know, that this party doesn't agree with that. I think that that is not particularly useful. That is my view, but it needs to be debated at some point. But thanks, Chair.
Okay. So can I say that the first group of reports now, the first is called Draft 1, right? The first pages 1 to 7 are basically an overview of a summarized overview brought down from 12 pages to 7 of what the ministry, the National Treasury has started to say in the publications largely, right? So I would like to suggest we don't look at that and give you up to 5 p.m. today to comment on that if you think it's not an accurate statement, because nothing there is really the committee secretaries having summarized. The only thing that I should remove is on page 1, that thing that says the need for synergy between the budget, that should have been removed, actually. That was there, and I took it elsewhere. The overview by the minister, that's the only section that I think we need to look at, because that's beyond the documentation. Ideally, to be fair to the minister, is the minister's representative here? No. Ideally, one should send to the minister this section, because it's a recording of what he said. And in fairness to him, if it's not an accurate representation of what he said, provided he doesn't say anything new, we should allow him to have a say. But we haven't got the time this time around, and Cindy, the PLO, is actually on family leave. So can people just look at Section 2? It reads, the Minister of Finance emphasized to the committee that the economy is growing at a moderate pace and performing below expectations. Page 1, Section 2. The projected growth rate figure would be issued when the NTBPS is tabled in October. The budget was aligned with the NDP, and the country is entering a new 20-year phase of development. South Africa has to grow faster in order to improve the conditions of the poor and reduce poverty. The minister said that despite the challenging circumstances, staff stood to collect. That's a very, like, bland representation of what he said. There's nothing controversial there at all. So there's no need to send this to him, really, right? The Section 3 is a mandate of national treasury. They've literally taken it, you know, from the documentation. Section 4 is a strategic alignment. Yeah, sorry, you want to say something,
John? Chairperson, yes, sorry, I was on the other report. I was trying to follow you.
Which report?
Yeah, we were looking at this.
We're looking at the
national treasury.
Yeah.
Yes, I've got that. I just wanted to say on page number 1.
Yeah.
I know you mentioned something that needed to come out, and I haven't got that, but I think there's a commentary on about the golding section with under.
Yeah, so we should look at that.
It says,
yeah,
the committee will certainly be more rigorous next year. I don't think we should actually say anything about next year, because we don't know what's going to happen next year. You know, we shouldn't make promises, maybe we can't keep them, I don't know. I agree with the concept to be saying that it was not great circumstances now. I could want to leave it in, if not, I don't feel strongly. I'm just saying maybe we should be cautious about that, because obviously it goes into the record. And then come next year, maybe we're a bit past again, and then, you know what I'm saying? Of course we will be very rigorous in our work. I'm just concerned about us making a statement that might not be able to be done. I'm just putting a thing on the table. But I can live with it if we want to leave it in there. Thank you, Chair.
Can I just contextualize that? You see, this year we had an election. Parliament convened a good 3 weeks after the results were out. Previously it was convened within like 12 days. So we had to sit and meet these deadlines. This is not going to happen next year. So there won't be an excuse not to be rigorous. And we must commit ourselves to being rigorous and just do it. I think that's the majority party's view, very strongly. We can say the majority in the committee view should be more rigorous. But it'd be astonishing, because you guys are the opposition. You want to hold the executive to account even more rigorously. So I think you can't deal with the one part without saying the other. Our only excuse has been the election. It actually is appalling. We dealt with Stats South Africa within 1 hour, and with a stunningly good input in a small room. Now, that should have been, you know, made in the old assembly chamber or something. And we've said we're going to have a proposed by members here. We're going to bring them back. Right. Fungila?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I also wanted to just add by stating that part of our oversight is actually to ensure that we can even give a focus over what needs to happen. That was in support of what the chairperson has stated. We have a right to actually state what will be happening as part of our future plans. So that is actually correct, the statement which we have made in our report. Thanks, Chair.
I'm repeating what I said earlier. Section 2 is fine. It's a very bland statement of what the minister said, right? Nothing controversial there. A mandate of the National Treasury. I suggest we skip this section, really. It's pretty boring. It's taken from the budget report. Strategic alignment is the same thing. Policy priorities is the same thing. The economic outlook is taken largely, if not wholly, from... Then on SARS, that's taken from their documentation. Frankly, I think 7 pages is too long, really. Maybe we should prune it down even more. But I see my coach has got a hand up.
Chair, just a small amendment. I think it's going to be important in the first paragraph in paragraph 6 on the economic outlook, section 6 here. According to National Treasury, economic activity contracted in the fourth quarter of 2014, largely owing to protracted strike action, as opposed to, because it didn't just confine it to just.
Yes, I would just like to flag something in the committee before we go to debate that it's not that late said that we didn't flag it. And that's with regards to page 4, it says strategic alignment.
Yeah.
And it says the National Treasury supports the aims of, and then it's the NDP, the IPAP, and the NGP. Now, there's many analysts that say there's different views. You know, the one is more state-controlled, the other national development plan is more a free market-driven plan, and there's a bit of an inconsistency in that. Is this now what we're stating as a fact? Has it been established that the National Treasury supports all the aims of the three different policy views, perhaps all policy views, or can we as a committee then also, because it might be, if there's a concern that it's inconsistent from many analysts, ask that perhaps the Budget Office looks into this and come with a clear recommendation? I'd just like to flag it that we don't go into the debate and it's not been flagged in committee.
I understand the first part is it's an overview of what the National Treasury said. It's in their documentation, right? But Alan can help with that. It's in their documentation. What we can note is that I don't think we should refer critical issues all to the PBO. This is the policy position of the majority party. Yeah, it's actually in the slide presentation. Yeah, can you see slide 3? They took it from there. Okay. So we can note that if you want, at some stage in the section dealing with observations and proposals, that the DA feels that there is a conflict or that there is a discordancy or notes the feels that it's useful to note that experts feel is that there's inconsistency between NGP and the NDP. That's not the view of the majority party. What you should avoid doing is taking policy positions and referring it to the PBO. It's not their job. They must stand for election. What we do is give them research responsibilities. My question?
Sure. I think the statement is very general. It's not necessarily going into details. It's merely saying National Treasury supports the aims. That it's only goes as far as just supporting the aims, but not necessarily getting into the details. And I think the honourable member is beginning to get into the details of what National Treasury means by aims, supporting them.
I'm hoping that Peter Paul and Alan in particular are listening, and Tamakazi, right? What the committee had was like deliberation, what we asked, they went on to say, I don't know what, you know, like responses. We clustered it all together because some of the issues are really observations we are making. Others are recommendations or proposals. So we thought we should pull it together for now. And we need to say something in this report about the need for a general review of the format of reporting. I'd like to suggest we put something in there. For now, given the hatred which we're doing this thing, I think it's the content that matters more than the structure and style. So let's start with, can I just get a sense? How many members have had a chance to read the whole report? Oh, quite a few. All right, then in that case, it's a significant majority. 8-1, obviously it's a straightforward one, right? It's just a courtesy, right? Now, you don't know, this is welcoming their point, but it's like a courtesy in a parliament, right? So please don't tell us that you disagree and all that, right? I mean, really, on a matter like that, it's a courtesy, really. 8-2, the committee stressed, the point we are making here is straightforward. That we think it's in their interest to the executive that we're strong. And this is particularly key because we said that we've got major challenges. We need everybody in.
involved, right? So that's what it's called, 8-2. 8-3. Yeah, 8-2.
Just on 8-2, just to give more substance to it, is it possible that we can have a, perhaps, if not perhaps in the report, that we can make the recommendation that we want a program in terms of institutions that will be reporting to us, and perhaps, if possible, dates, et cetera. It's just not been flagged in the past, and 2 years have gone past in the, that I'm speaking from my experience, that we haven't seen the GEPF, that we haven't seen Japan, that many of those institutions did not come to Parliament. Just to strengthen it as a committee in terms of our vigorous oversight role, that we would like to have a program in terms of
what I'm saying is we're making a recommendation. We're saying, dictate Let's say the recommendation was, we want to paint the walls blue in this room. And then we say, oh, in any event, it's on the agenda of Parliament to paint it blue. So, well, then why are you saying it? No?
Completely different weight. In other words, the President, in his inaugural address, right, no less, said that I am being sworn in as President today. I give a commitment that this five-year term, we are going to have a radical second phase of a socio-economic transformation is the main issue on the agenda. That was the subject of what he said in Sona. Much of Sona's debate on day one, as I remember, was about you people saying you all are not clear as the ANC and as government what the second phase means. Different people are saying different things. And we were saying, no, we are clear. One party was saying, we're saying nothing new. Right? So the whole debate was about that. What we are trying to do is put the minister under pressure to take socio-economic transformation more seriously. Because the subtext is, a lot of us feel national treasury is quite bureaucratic and not necessarily always sensitive to the broader socio-economic transformation needs of the country. And we're saying the president of the country no less. So in a way, we are emphasizing the importance for national treasury and every other department to take the lead from what the president is saying because he appoints the executive. So it's giving weight to Parliament's need for clarity on what we want to have a say. Civil society must have a say on what do we mean by structural transformation of the economy. Makosi.
I think the mistake that is made here is that it's read that sentence about what the president said is read in isolation from the last sentence, which is the sentence that reinforces our oversight function to say there needs to be greater clarity on what structural transformation means and how it is to be given effect to. In other words, we are not going to be holding national treasury to come forward to us and actually unpack what it means to them and how they are going to be giving effect to that. In other words, they need to unpack the different programs they're going to be embarking on.
Chairperson, I'm quite happy with that. I think then we should be clearer then in the last sentence. And we should say there needs to be greater clarity on what radical structural transformation means. Because I would like to know what it means. I really would like to know. So if we can be clearer on what is this radical thing that we're going to see, I would love to know what it is. Thank you, Chair.
Perspective on 8.4 is that I agree that we did say that there should be attention on the structural constraints to economic growth. And I don't know if the second sentence is true because in the diagnosis of what is constraining economic growth, the State of Nation Address identified three things. The strikes, which is not a structural issue. The global economic slowdown, which is not a structural issue. And there was the emission of electricity. Those are the primary three things the State of Nation Address said are constrained to economic growth. So there are deeper structural issues which I thought we had made commitment that we will get adequate time to make an assessment of what impacts on the South African economy from expanding, because it's not an issue of 2014. It's an issue that is definitive of the South African economy, and I don't know, that is the context within which we had said that we need to discuss the whole structure of the South African economy and why it's unable to expand in a way that will benefit everyone socioeconomically. So, to would want to believe that the state of nation address has the structural issues, I think is an overstatement. So for that purpose, I think we might need to exclude the mentioning there of the second sentence, like altogether, I don't think it's necessary. Let's just make the commitment that we're going to give detailed attention to the structural constraints to economic growth. What really constrains growth of the South African economy? Sure.
Sure. I think whilst the argument by Shibambo might make sense in another context, but within this particular context, we are merely restating what the president said, and we are therefore saying as this committee, there needs to be clarity, greater clarity. In other words, whatever your arguments are, they belong to that stage when that is presented to us as the committee. Then you can challenge whatever assertions that may be made on that issue.
No, I think I agree with Honorable Makosi. If you look at the last sentence, it speaks to the time when we then start to look at the detail of the structural challenges that may be confronting us. So the whole paragraph is still in order.
Thank you very much,
Professor.
I think we can quickly do away with this matter by stating that we put it under recommendation, the issue of the structural matter, structural constraints, and then we put a time frame as to when we actually need that information. Because, you know, right now what we're doing is basically the observations. But then on recommendations, then we can put a time frame and literally state that this committee would like to recommend that by this time we actually get that. If I may just go on to 8.4 again, Chairperson, the second sentence. The committee feels National Treasury needs to give more attention. I think, Chairperson, we need to be a bit careful with the use of words. You know, when you say feels, it's like you've done I'm not sure for an emotional temperature check on each and every one of us. I think it's best if we use the words of expressing our concern, what we think. But wherever we go for the word feel, we actually take off that word because it means something else. They distort our report. Thanks. I've actually seen the feel in a few of the points. Thanks.
See, I'm just concerned about processing this report and what's happening here. And I think I need to breathe it from, otherwise we're going to be here till tomorrow morning. And no committee can allow what's happening here. Firstly, we shouldn't quibble. What we have done here is, because of time constraints, we have set observations and proposals. We haven't separated them completely. Because some of them at this stage are observations we're not absolutely sure as a committee. Too soon to say. Secondly, I think Makosi has given us the lead, and it's consistent with this paragraph. It is to say that let's not get involved in the content of what are the structural constraints, what exactly do we mean by radical structural economic transformation, etc. Those are the issues that will emerge. I think thirdly, you can't put an abstract time frame to this. It's like saying, I see all this thing. I'm giving guidelines on processing the meeting. Otherwise, we're going to end up here having a brainstorming session rather than a processing of a report. And in the way out, we put every paragraph to the vote, which is an absurd. So, you know, you have to sort of have a sense of fair play. And you have to be consistent. Now, you can't say, let's put a time frame on democracy. It's an ongoing challenge. It takes qualitatively new forms and different efforts and periods. So we can't say that, and we have a time frame for that.
We have ourselves set a time frame that we agreed to on Claude Chivambu's suggestion, that we would around mid-August begin the process. And it will take years and years and years of struggles and discussions and other forms of activities to give shape and content to what we mean by structural transformation. It's an ongoing struggle. So I really don't think that. On the issue of fields, we can quibble about it, we can get a dictionary meaning, but I'd like to defer. You see, fields in one context could be feel good. But fields could become beliefs if you strongly believe it, which binds you as a minority party to what's there. But it feels means we're edging ourselves towards belief. Okay? And fields has been used in parliamentary reports before, but if you want, then it's great. Let's say belief. Then we are bound collectively by believing. It's a stronger way of saying we feel. This is our view. Now, if we believe, then we must have much more substance. We must have much more content. And we frankly need more time. Feels means we're edging our way. But we can drop the word feel. We can disagree on its meaning. I don't agree with you, actually. It means that in some contexts, in other contexts, it does appear. Where you say, I believe, it's a strong version of a commitment. I feel means this is, I'm edging towards that belief. If you want to take it one step ahead, let's make all the feels beliefs. But you can't always reduce the word feel to an emotional state. Feel also means, now we can have all these epistemological arguments. Well, do we want to discuss content? Now, what I'm saying to you is we have enough discussion on this thing. Tell us what is wrong with this issue. All we can do is maybe there needs to be greater clarity on what radical transformation means and how it is being effective. We can add something like that. The committee will also initiate its own work in this regard as soon as reasonably possible. I can add that. I can propose that to you. Floyd?
Sure. The challenge with the second amendment is that with the 8.4 second sentence is that it says this has in any case been dealt with. Like, so we agree that we must put the issue of structural constraints, and then the second sentence basically defeats the first one, that no, it has in any case been dealt with the poorly conceptualized radical socio-economic transformation and everything else. So it honestly robs the opportunity to have a thorough discussion on the structural constraints to economic growth and job creation, because it then hijacks us to these other things which are mentioned, which are political issues which can discuss in more detail elsewhere and everything else. If you say in any case that's been dealt with, in any case that's been put on the agenda.
Okay, I'm ruling. There's no point here. No, I'm a chairperson. I've never done this in my 12th year of chairing. First time in 12 years, look at the record. I'm now ruling. Because I think people are taking advantage. You look at my record, show it to them, give it to them. Never have I ruled. Right? But this committee is now abusing the process. I'm ruling. In any case, means in this context the complete opposite of what Floyd means. Floyd can go and look it up, consult an English dictionary or go to an English literature or whatever language. doesn't matter what language, you can put it in Sepedi or you can put it in Shivanda, make no difference. It's a conceptual issue. This, in any case, is putting pressure on the national minister to realize. When we're referring to the references to the president, we're not referring to Sona alone. He said it in his original inaugural address, as I mentioned. So I'm ruling that in any case means exactly what it means in the context here. Secondly, no. The president is also accountable to the parliament for having said these things. Whether he said it within parliament, as he indeed did, or whether he did it publicly, it is astonishing that a member of opposition parties do not want to hold the president and his cabinet to account, only they want to hold the national minister to account. Thirdly, nothing stops the majority party, let alone other parties, of taking economic transformation far further than the president has intended. In any case, we have said civil society has to be involved. At most, listening to all that you say, I'm ruling, we leave it as it is, or we delete it completely, put it to the vote, or we add one getting to this as reasonably soon as possible. I'm not going to put mid-August there, because if you look at some of the ideas that are emerging from the cabinet also on what legislation they want to process before the end of this year, we might not be able to do that, so I'll say reasonably soon. Now, I'm putting it to you, can you guide me what you want? Or shall we just vote on the paragraph? Yeah, what do you want, John?
Chairperson, I would propose that we leave what we've got there already, and I would just like the word radical.
We've agreed on that.
That's all. I think that it's clear, because what we are going to do is we can put motions, we can make statements, we're going to debate in House clearly. We'll be saying there needs to be clarity. So the next step is, well, let's have a conversation. What does it mean? And, you know, obviously we disagree as to what radical means and to what, but we will debate it. And I think this is very powerful here, actually, that there needs to be greater clarity. So we will be discussing it in class. So I'm looking forward to the debate. It's going to be fascinating.
As far as the presentation, anyway. Now you want to decide the content here. No, it's not going to happen. Because
I think you are right. We are really stressing this most stuff now. Because this is already here, and it's accommodating everybody. And this is the initial phase of this meeting. And more engagements are going to be coming. And earlier on, Chair, you already alluded to the fact that the structure of the report itself has been a bit of a disabler on our on our part, because it kind of weakens what we are trying to do, and you said you are attending to them. So I don't think we should really waste more time on the grammatical issues.
All right, Floyd, you want to say something? No. Oh, I don't get the other. Right, thank you. 8.5. Anything on 8.5? I think you'll be impressed, yeah, because you're like a lean, mean state, right? So here's the minister saying, well, he's right. Look at the outcomes rather than simply a vacancy rate in an abstract way. 8.6? Yeah, you read that. I want to ask you, Dave, Ellen, and others, how does this actually work? Because when we read with them, we can account for the land bank, and we can account for something else, they say. But the rest of the state-owned entities belong to other ministries and departments. So are you saying that because National Treasury gives the money, therefore it must account? If using that as a criteria, all I want to know is, does it open the Pandora's box? It means anything that happens. Like Master Tolia raising the thing about, you know, if you're going through the Limpopo roads to Mozambique, what are you paying to resurface the roads and maintain it? And then we said Aaron will write a letter to the Department or Ministry of Transport, hopefully you'll do that soon, and say we would like an answer to that, right? Now the question I want to ask you is, I agree with you, but is it appropriate? That's all I want to know. To ask me to brief up on the recapitalization.
It is appropriate, because these interventions, Chair, are meant to resuscitate or bring life to these institutions which are very key in the social development agenda. We can even extend the invitation to the affected departments, because it's also going to happen. As to how, I mean, these interventions assist to bring back life to these affected institutions. So it's very, very hard.
Something like
that.
On settling this matter.
Yeah, no, sir, I wanted to say, I think it is appropriate, because we must remember that what our function as this committee is informed by the mandate of National Treasury. And their mandate, as contained here, is to contribute to the development of a stable and robust financial sector and blah, blah, blah. And the SOEs are actually an integral part of that. And therefore, if we want to get clarity on how they go about the recapitalization and what informs it, I think it's within that context.
Well, I just want to draw your attention to the boundaries, right? Can I propose a formulation, and you tell me whether it's fine, that the committee further proposes that briefs us, I'll find the right wording, right? The content is on the recapitalization, where appropriate, with a representative of the ministry under which the relevant state-owned company, state-owned entity falls. So, for example, if we're talking about Canrail, there'll be a representative of transport. If we're talking about SAA, it'll be GPE. Okay, that settles that. Yes,
I fully agree with this. It's a very serious concern that the committee expresses with regards to the inefficiency of these state-owned entities, because we recapitalize, it's really sucking the lifeblood from so many funds. But I'm not just quite. but let me just say, with regards to the recommendation, National Treasury needs to be more stringent in its engagement, and I agree with this. They will brief us. But even strong enough in terms of our recommendations as a committee, seeing the severe funding of recapitalization year after year of so many of the inefficient state-owned entities, can't we be a bit stronger and perhaps also ask and review the model, or will we come to that after the committee has briefed us? I'd just like us to be, as a committee, to be very proactive in terms of the severe financial implications with regards to state-owned entities, and to make a stronger recommendation to the view that they brief us with the view perhaps to restructuring of state-owned entities.
We can both want the same thing for very different reasons. So one party may want it so as to actually stop subsidizing, let's say, an airline, to privatize. Another party may want the same thing dealt with to ensure that actually the state is more selective, strategic, and adroit in how it funds this airline to fulfill the developmental goals that it has in mind of a developmental state. So while you want it and somebody else wants it, please beware, be wary, because you'll end up actually having a far stronger recapitalization of the very state-owned entity you might hope this process will lead to privatization as an outcome. I'm just warning you about that. That's my job, right? So I don't want you actually endorsing possibly. Yeah. So that's why we're going to be stronger here, because...
Well, yes, I understand fully.
Yes,
and I
agree with you.
There's different strategies in addressing it. But what we're calling for as a committee is a review, perhaps, of how we...
Yeah, but we think it expresses concerns about the stresses placed on the national budget by the constant, notice the word, recapitalization, and the inability to meet the goals they set for improvements, both in their financial... How much stronger can we be at this stage? Think about it. Over to you, Makos.
I think a briefing would be the most appropriate. Let's not go to review, let's not come up with modeling and all this, because we are acting out of the facts. Let's first establish the facts about what is actually happening. Then we can understand what are the cost drivers that are making this thing not to work before we can come up with a new modeling, because you might well find that the recapitalization, the model is not a problem. Probably the problem is with the capacity, human capacity, and it, those kinds of operational issues. So let's first establish the facts.
By the Senator's apology, this, we are covered, right? Okay, I think we're agreeing there. Let's go to 8-7. Okay, is that okay? 8-8.
Yes, Chair, I'm perhaps venturing into your field of expertise, but with regards to strategic interventions in the past, it has yielded some results for Treasury in terms of those interventions, but we've never had the opportunity really engage with COPTA from the Treasury perspective, what the effect of those interventions are, what are their proposals to strengthen, and I'm just leaving it into your knowledgeable area to make perhaps a little bit of a stronger recommendation here. Because Treasury can play such a vital role in stabilizing local government, and we saw the 216 interventions that worked very well in the shorter term, but in the longer term, negative. It's a very complex field, and I think we need to perhaps, just to come up with a recommendation that the increasing number of people having huge properties should be
more subjective to write. It's a bit weak. But I'll leave it in your capable hands. I'm sure you know, Jeff.
What could you want to deal with that?
I wanted to also propose that probably we also needed to put in Treasury on the spot here, especially in terms of ensuring that there is alignment between NDP and IDP. Because we might as well come up with these statements, but the municipalities have their own plan, and so far, ever since this NDP has been adopted, there's been no alignment, and probably there may be a review of IDP so that they are aligned with the NDP. I don't know how you wish to incorporate that there.
Unless you want to know about tonight's semi-final match. And Argentina had better win, given that Brazil was lost among you. Yeah. Who didn't watch the match last night? Let's talk about serious matches. Who didn't watch the match? Oh my God. You really saved yourself psychological torture. Okay. Right now, yeah, I think because you're right with Slap, it's not a problem. 8.9?
That 8.8 might be having two, if not three, areas that need to be processed.
Yeah. Involved, I realize that. Why we put it together like that is just a...
So how are we concluding on that? I just wanted to get how are we concluding on
8.8? Yeah. Okay. Just can you continue sharing that? I have to attend to this matter. It's as I understand it, we are saying, okay, let's put 8 points in Chico. We're saying here that you see these issues we must be careful about, right? Because I'm sure Makosi in a previous capacity also knows there's a lot of tension. It's eased over the years between National Treasury and COFTA. COFTA constantly sees as a cell that the National Treasury intervenes where it shouldn't. Treasury feels, no, we give you money. SELDA will say, no, you only give us, what, 9% of your national budget to us. We raise, in theory, 93% of our own. So we have to get the two departments coming together. And to be slightly careful, some of these things don't really apply to National Treasury. And we don't want to intrude on turf issues and so on. So we lumped 8.8 together because it involves several issues that are really separate but involve both departments. But if you want to separate them, that's fine. We can do it. This needs too many unwieldy, well, not unwieldy, but too many paragraphs. On the issue that Makosi raised, I think we're saying it deals with the two departments also have to work together to monitor the financial performance of municipalities against the background of the NDP and the medium-term strategic framework. Consideration, I'll add a sentence if you like, concerted attention also needs to be given to consistency between municipal IDPs and the NDP full stop. But if you want to add more, here's just take a only long one. Let's go stop to the office.
Let me just aside to this opportunity before I give you an opportunity to speak, and I hope it's all in order to continue sharing with everyone. All right, thank you very much. Honorable Ross.
Just to support the recommendation made by the member of the committee that was on the other side, I think it's enough, and perhaps we can refine it later on, but in terms of those interventions, we need to perhaps also say that the interventions from Treasury is to a certain extent appropriate. You know, I mean, we are giving municipalities those money, and that we support regulations and interventions from Treasury where appropriate. But I agree with the broader perspective in terms of alignment, IDP and National Development Plan. I think it's a very good departure point in terms of our methodology dealing with this complex situation of different spheres of government and different constitutional elements.
Yeah, but my specific question was, what is the Gatwara community's perspective on this 8.8? I'm not sure if my Sierra, because, you know, there are three areas here that are lumped together. Property rates, alignment to NDP, financial management of municipalities. What is it that we are saying here?
Okay, fine.
I would attempt to unpack this. I was thinking that probably on the issue of the municipal NDP and IPP, we are proposing the alignment. Then on the issue on the other issues, like the issues of property rates and the budgets, we are saying COPTA and the National Treasury should really work together on this matter. I thought that's how it's coming across to me. I don't know how is it coming across to you. Chair, I really think that we need to really revisit the structure of the report. It's really frustrating. I mean, some of us who have been academics, you come here and the way the issues get clouded, you don't have a chronological sequencing of things, and there's no flow, and it is a bit frustrating. And you lump together observations and proposals, and it gets to be clouded.
Put a paragraph in there about the formatting, right? And I just don't have the time, so if somebody has to take responsibility, it's not my job to do the report differently. I'm cool, as long as the content doesn't change. So if we were to volunteer to separate observations and proposals, my job is to ensure that we accurately reflect. Because ultimately, reflect on a chairperson. The report gets published in the ATC, reflects ultimately on the integrity and the quality of leadership of a chair, as I know Parliament's not. So I don't want anything appearing while I'm chairing a committee that we've not agreed to and so on. Ultimately, I'm accountable. So what I'm saying is that if somebody wants to separate that, so I use the tentative word, I'm just saying recommendations, that's a very strong thing for a committee that's barely arrived, it's barely begun. That's why I prefer the word feel to believe, but if you want to make it believe, it's fine and cool. So can we please be aware of what we are saying? Now, I have run Physic Frolic. I don't know what more I can do. I worked on this thing intermittently with all my domestic issues from around 2:30 yesterday to 1:10 this morning. I'm done. So I agree. We should make observations separately from findings. But are we ready for findings? If the majority wants that, we can put in findings. So will somebody volunteer to do the report if that's what you want? Otherwise, we have to live with what we've got and make the best of it. So, who wants to do the report as it should be done by 3 p.m. today? Are you volunteering?
No, Chairperson. What I would propose is this. I mean, I agree with the sentiment that, you know, we mustn't sweat the small stuff. The most important thing is that the concepts, the key concepts are reported and then it can take us forward. I think that we can do some work on the report. But I don't think the time is now. I mean, we are already working on a very tight framework. I think what we should do is we should go, as we've done now, go into the observations and the proposals, put down, as we're going now, I think they're quite sensible, we can all read and understand them, and then when we have our strategic session at some point, I'm sure we will have one, we can then interrogate further what it is in the reports going forward that we would like to do, and then design them that way. But I don't think we should go into a redesign process now. We don't have the time. And I think that we should just make sure that everything we've got in here is clear to the reader and to us, so so that when we go and look after this committee and into the future, we say, okay, well, we meant to talk about radical cultural transformation and what it means, and there it is, and now we're going to talk about it. I think that's what we should try to do. So I don't think we should change the report radically. Thanks, Jim.
Anymore. I'm not going to spend hours doing this report. I've done my best. Somebody wants to do it. Let's deal with the process issues, not the content. What do you want now? Do you want to have observations separate from findings and being precise, and then can we decide what are the findings? What findings did we come to? So we must be clear. We are going to, I said we're going to put in a section there to say the formatting of the report is to be redone, that actually the House chair has to meet with all the committee chairs to do that, all of those things. But it seems to me 8.8 is reasonably simply clear. What is the problem? The only issue that arises is one of style, meaning do you want to separate them into separate paragraphs or keep them together? But all three issues involve the two departments concerned. I explained the political and sort of like psychological underpinning of it, not to irritate Cocktail, right? Which is the former Minister of Finance. Let's think about all of these things, right? Can people just be now applying their full, not like a technical, it's not a technical academic report, actually. It's a political report. Do you really want to, how do you want to deal with it? Because really, we're getting around in circles here, and I'm beginning to feel, you know what, I've done my best. Somebody wants us to improve on the report? Great. I've got other things to listen to as well. I have a laugh.
No, okay, I think we should be very honest. I mean, looking at what we interacted with yesterday and the improvement to today, we also commend the efforts that were put in together this report. I think we can live with this and also with an understanding that there will be a paragraph that also speaks to the format of the report going forward. And I don't think we are unable to, and like you said, it's a political report, really. We can really live with it.
Okay, let's move on to the next issue, which is the
we've agreed to link the NDP and the IDP in the way Makosi suggested. I think it's a very good point. 8.9 is a straightforward one. 8.10. Controversial one. I think I need to think the FFC and just let them know as a courtesy. But this thing is we're bluffing ourselves a lot of the time about the FFC. It is, don't you think? This issue arose when I was actually chairing local government. But how seriously the FFC is taken, right? And we like all touch the issue. And this committee is putting it firmly on the agenda. And I just think as a courtesy, will you remind me to ring the FFC? Okay, the 8.11. Is that fine? 8.12.
Thank you.
It's all that we'll sort out, right, later. It's all clumsy and so on, but 818. Can we put in a stronger thing? The dying gaze was much stronger. Can we put in 818 a sentence at the end, something like, the committee will monitor this keenly. Will keenly monitor this. Okay, because I think he was feeling very strongly about it. And I think the committee too. Will keenly monitor this, right? So we're going to leave it there. 818. 819. Okay, I'll read this because this involves, Dion, you want to say something, Floyd?
Chairperson, and it goes back to a comment you made earlier on in the meeting regarding putting specific party views. There are certain instances in this report where certainly the DA would have felt strong, a bit more strongly and wanted to say something about it, but we didn't because we go try to coalesce around a sensible report. I think in this instance, I don't think that we should be specifically stating the last two sentences. I think that perhaps we could say that the majority of the committee commended SARS. Because certainly from my perspective and my colleague, we do feel that SARS is doing a good job under the circumstances. So I think it was obviously a view of a member of the committee, which they're entitled to have. I wouldn't reflect it that way. And that certainly in the committee in the past is that it hasn't been the convention either. Thanks, Chair.
Because the rules people have guided me up. Okay, Marcosi.
Agree with the DA, but in this instance, honestly, I do feel as if we are magnifying here because we are now saying the economic freedom bypass.
He's one. Okay, alright, Floyd.
There you are. I'm not government yet. I'm not government yet. I will be government sooner than most of you. You'll be alive. You'll be alive, all of you, when they become government. So it's not a distant reality. Now, look. Despite the fact that we are not government yet, I think it's basic democratic principles. Actually, I was consulting with the rules committee process. Now, it allowed to express a contrary view, and it must be noted that you're expressing a contrary view. But I wanted to give context of what is the basis of our disagreement with the commending of staff. The way it's captured here does not adequately reflect what we say is the basis of our disagreement. To say that it is within SARS scope to deal with the issues of transfer pricing, they must be able to detect that and take action on that. Base erosion, it's within their scope. And SARS has not decisively dealt with that. It does not need new policy. Within the existing policy framework, SARS was supposed to make sure that those occurrences are avoided. And the cost of base erosion, of transfer pricing, of profit shifting, is estimated to be more than 25% of the GDP. Hence, our argument that we can't celebrate SARS because it has jumped higher, which is knee high. It's basically that. And it must be noted within context that, and it's a genuine thing that we must be noted in everything. We can't say because. We can note that disagreement. It must be noted that we are disagreeing that SARS is doing a good job. It's not.
and we can give context to that. We can fill in with most of that identification, and it must be noted like that. It happens everywhere. I don't know. I mean, like in all, even in companies and all in boards of state institutions, it happens that if you have a disagreement, it gets noticed that you disagree with certain recommendations. Sure.
Because before you speak, can I just say that what the terrain is? No one is saying you don't have the right. What I think Dion is saying is it's not a norm to exercise that right. Is it really necessary, given the way we formulated the report as a whole? There is only one. They have made concessions also. Because he's saying that if we're acknowledging EFF in this report, I mean, there were plenty of policy issues around which we will discuss. And that will, I'm sure, the dear want to record it. So I think that's the point he's making. So firstly, nobody can deny you the right, and nobody is seeking to do so. But within the context of your right, I think what people are saying is, do you really want to make this an issue? Right, Makosi, over to you.
Notwithstanding what the learned friends that have been consulted on the matter advise, I still feel strongly that it is inconsistent with a strong and effective oversight to mention a party by name in a report. Because remember, when you are performing an oversight, yes, you belong to our respective political parties. But when we are performing the oversight, we are performing the oversight over the executive collectively as legislature. And
no,
therefore, I think maybe we might not share.
As I said to Floyd, these are issues we must discuss in the Rules Committee. I'm utterly clear, and so is the committee chair, Secretary, right, Peter Paul, that right is existing at the moment, right? So there's nothing to discuss about that. If you want to discuss the content of the noting, it's actually there. Makosi, that's their right. I've checked with Marina and others, right? I've checked with the content advisor who's quite senior here. They do the same. They do acknowledge the party. You have to, unless there's also a provision, is that not correct, for a minority report attached to the report where all the parties agree, like on major bills, like on maybe the right to abort and so on. So can we not deal with the right? Can we deal with the content, Makosi?
Okay, sir.
Yeah, then tell me what you're unhappy about. Tell the meeting what you're unhappy about.
The content, the chair, was precisely the mentioning of the economic. So I'm saying, you know, I'm prepared to withdraw, chair, respectfully. And chair, you know, you are my senior at many levels. Some of them I don't want to talk about. Wrong. I disagree entirely with my coach, he says, right? Doesn't matter how old I am. If I am wrong, I'm wrong. Irrelevant. No, I'm not going to be ageist yet. But Floyd, don't give us a hard time, right? Firstly, before you respond, can I draw your attention, you yourself intervened and changed 812 to refer to tax erosion, not base erosion. You understand these things, I think, quite well from the way you speak. And you spoke about transfer pricing that's there, and you said we should also put in profit sharing. So 812 covers you. We're going to discuss that, right? Yeah, our whip raises, by the way. And I asked, what is the full meaning of the term? Explain to all of us. I half understood, but my job is also to ensure that all of us are on the same page. But let me put this to you, Floyd. Given that this is the only way, only section of the entire report where we're acknowledging a party, and given that you've got 3 to 4 lines, and given that we don't want to put things to the vote, we don't want the essay there. It's more than enough. Now, you can have the same number of words, but you can change it. We're not going to increase the number of words. Pinky, try to persuade your young colleague there to be ageist. I've tried. I think I will agree with you that we leave it at this. He will also have an opportunity during the debate to also put his message across. I mean, we have given him more than enough coverage on this thing. Please, and can you rule, Chair?
And I also want to tell you one final thing, right? Rule 41.4b, subsection D, Roman numeral 4, subsection D, subsection 2, Floyd, I expect as a chief whip of a party, you're more familiar with these things than I am, says very clearly that a party may not have more percentage of words than the amount of votes it secures in an election. And a new party actually has to be in parliament for 10 years before it even qualifies for that provision.
Yeah.
So you have got 6.5% of Section 8 clearly in those four lines. Will you confirm, Alan and Peter Paul? That's the rule, right?
Right.
Why are you arguing now?
You know, the unfortunate part which we have to deal with is that whatever number of seats we have in parliament, you must have to live with us here for a very long time and live by what is guided. Your government now will change those things in the future. The two things that were clarifying is that the point of what disagreement is, it must be expatiated as not just the minimalist issue of saying just the mining sector. I think we give the disagreement, it must be noted like that. One, you can't force us to commend SARS. No, but you are. That is what you're saying, that you must, like,
it must be right. No, can I rule you? We think you have a right to record your objection. We've done it.
Okay.
You can change its content if you want. But there's a limit to the number of words.
No, that's fine. No problem. No problem.
So
that is the case.
That's
let's
all
proceed.
Okay.
Let's proceed.
No,
right.
So
he's not listening.
Yeah. And you know what? Well, it's not worth it because firstly, there's no camera here, right? So it's not being recorded. There's no media here.
I don't play for cameras. I listened to you speaking to the Central Committee of the Communist Party many times before.
That was ages ago.
A long time ago. So I mean, really, I'm not the cameras person.
No, Floyd, I was teasing you. Now the more serious matter is, Floyd, are you fine with the words as they are, or do you want the same number of words but you change the content? What do you want to do? Yes. Right, so can we accept it as it is? Sorry,
can you see your mind to me? That's to change it. It's not only about the mind. Like, that we are refusing to comment. We are refusing to comment first because of its failure to deal decisively with the three phenomena which we mentioned earlier.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree, as we've gone through these things, we've captured correctly what we want to say. There are four additional items that, certainly from the DA's perspective, that we think is not included in this report and should be. Not included, but it should be in terms of observations and proposals. There are four. The first one is the public financial accounts. Now, one of the key responsibilities, and it hasn't been raised, it seems, one of the key responsibilities of the National Treasury is to make sure that government departments effectively account for the people's money. Now, as a member of SCOFA for 2.5 years, it was very clear to me that many departments don't actually do that. And there was discussion about what Treasury is doing about it, et cetera, over time. I think we need to put that into this report somehow to say something about that the National Treasury needs to consider the effectiveness of public financial accounting process or whatever. I don't know if we can talk about the word, but I think it's important. It's one of the most important functions of the National Treasury, and it hasn't been captured in this report at all. Yeah.
I think this is fine. Really, it is our job. It's a pretty straightforward statement. We ourselves said it in different ways.
Yeah.
It's not Captain Makosi.
Not. I wanted it to just as a procedural, it's a procedural issue. Are we going to be putting other issues that were not considered at the last meeting in this report? If we are allowing that, I am fine.
Very interesting question. You raised it in another situation. I don't really have the answer to that. I can only go by what we've done in the past. We have allowed, after the voting on the report, sometimes use the word, and subsequent to the sitting, the following three issues emerge. That's how we've dealt with it subjectively in the committees I've been in. But she is right. We need some clarity on this issue. My own feeling, and it is a feeling, it's not a belief, right? And I don't know, and I'm guided by the two committee secretaries can help, is actually that since we are processing the report now, we can bring in issues that are reasonably consistent with what we did discuss. Now, we didn't use your wording, but in different forms, we did say the same thing. It is consistent broadly with our discussion. It's not like raising and using privatized SAA. That's a separate thing. We can't bring that. So I think that's the rule of thumb one uses. But maybe let's start with the two of you. Peter Paul, what do we do? Do we only record what we discussed when we had this exchange with National Treasury and the written representations of National Treasury and documentation that is tabled in Parliament? Or can we, before we vote, do what I suggested, where it's reasonably consistent, we put it in, but where it's a completely new issue, then we don't. I don't know, give us some guidance. Actually, it's a good question, so I don't really have an answer.
Chair, I think it would be easier for me to agree with what you're saying. I think the only rider to that to add is to the extent that it is in relation to matters of the budget. So nothing out of the line that makes proposals that we have to be discussed in other platforms, to the extent that it is related to matters of the budget, should not be a problem.
Why are you sitting there? Because you're both equal, aren't you? You're supposed to be sitting here. But can we just have Ellen and then we come?
There's no chair, that's why he's here.
Yes, I totally agree with Peter Paul. Obviously, the committee can't bring something in that's related to a bill for argument's sake that, you know, so yeah, fairly consistent with what Peter Paul and yourself, Jay, so yeah, it's the discussions that the committee had from that certain things flow that may not necessarily have been touched on, but can be implied that, you know, somehow belongs there, so yeah.
To choose yes on his 4 points. Before we can agree completely, you know, the chief whip once said some people stick through the eye of the needle. Even here, we might actually find it.
I'm sure you will notice if I attempt to go through the eye of the needle. Okay, the first one was the public financial account. That's the one that corresponds with these. I think it was discussed here or touched on by my colleague at the meeting about retirement reform. I know, I think we agreed somewhere that there was going to be some kind of a presentation of some kind as to the progress on it. I think we need to put that in because that's a very important thing coming up. One of the most important things, retirement reform. Was it not? Because that's an enormously big thing that's coming up. We're going to see a lot of it this year, I have no doubt. So I think that's It certainly belongs there. I think that we need to get a progress report on the status of retirement reform. We've been talking about that for nearly 10 years, as far as I know. So that I think is vital.
On a point of order, to share that I posed the question to MoMA on that, and he said it's such an elaborate issue that we will deal with it later, but he agrees that we need to have a progress report. So, thank you.
Then I had the issue of financial regulation. Now that I think was, you mentioned the FSC and you've mentioned the FSB. So I think more what I'm saying is that we need to have a robust debate in this committee regarding the efficacy of our financial regulations. But perhaps when we talk about the FSC and the CFO of the Financial Services Board, perhaps it will come up then. So I could probably withdraw that if it isn't going to add sufficient value. And then also, I'm not sure if it came up in the meeting either, but certainly from the Treasury's point of view, that they must make sure that we don't, you know, we manage the public's money effectively. And the impact of legislation, i.e. the cost of implementing it, etc., I mean, that is one of the functions that they do look at, as far as I understand. And I think that hasn't been happening a lot. So that when we see legislation in Parliament, we haven't really had a good understanding of what the financial implications could be for this. So I think we should consider at some point having some kind of discussion on it as to how do we know that the laws that we're making, and we're making so many of them, that they're actually affordable and can be implemented. Because what's the point of making the law then if you can't implement it? So I just think that that's things that we had on our minds. Thank you, Chair.
Firstly, the first two are reasonably consistent, and so is the third, right? With what, in fact, from what I can gather, point two was made. I don't see a problem, right? So that's clear. Excuse me. The first one is a very good general point. It's consistent with what we were saying. On financial regulation, it's touched. Maybe we can just add a sentence. I don't see a problem. On the cost of legislation, did anybody raise that at all during the sitting? But even if we didn't,
you know, I just want to raise some historical issue here.
We actually, the committee chairs about 10 years ago raised this issue that often we were passing legislation in this parliament, and then we were overseeing the implementation of the legislation and realizing that there were two problems. One around low costing being done, and two was capacity. On the first one, we won with things in Mala, as you can see, the speaker there, that every bill must have a memorandum that sets out the costing. But let's be frank, most years will tell you that is a bland, often not helpful exercise. What we also discovered as committee chairs is the bill starts in 1998. The first time comes to Parliament is 2002. And the financial costing that was done in 1996 often actually is planned. So we repeatedly raised, I don't know what's been happening in the last 5 years, this thing that is just a nominal thing that they were going through, and it's not beyond Parliament. The second issue we raised, and that debate I'm not sure you are lost, and I was the most vigorous supporter of it, I don't know what happened there, was we said, it came to the trial justice vote, that here's this wonderful thing, it's so progressive. Those of us who were in the liberation struggle, this is what we would have wanted, right? But we have no capacity, not just money, to implement it. So we asked Parliament, and that was Speaker Valletta and Bette at the time, that we must have, before we even look at a bill, we should look at two things, capacity and finance. Then you look at the clauses carefully against that, because we're passing so much of legislation. Now, I don't know this. Can you brief us? What's happened over the last 5 years about the two issues? The one about costing, there was an agreement that the memoranda has to be more extensive than it normally is. And the second one on capacity, well, in 2009, I was taken out of the shape of the situation. I don't know what happened. There's been no discussion around capacity of departments to implement those that they bring to Parliament. Can you just brief us what's been happening on that?
I don't remember any
chairperson, I think in context, where I'm coming from is I'm saying that it all impacts on the FISC at the end of the day. You know, I mean, there's no, yeah, exactly, there's no free lunch. I think that the way you're phrasing it is that it probably would be impossible for Treasury to do that because I don't think that they would have either the capacity or whatever, but I suppose then I would withdraw it. But I think the issue, it has to be raised at some point, and I will find somewhere else to do it. But I think it matters because, you know, as you were saying about progressive bills, et cetera, or laws, I mean, you can write them, but if they never, ever happen, then, well, what's the point? So I do think that it is important that somehow that issue is put there. And then also the question is, if it says there's no financial implications, for example, the DSA, the DSA, they are, in fact, because it's called callable capital, and, in fact, somebody underwrites it. So if there's a problem with the debt, then the people will underwrite it. Yeah, okay, but, yeah. So all I'm saying is that there needs to be something needs to be flagged somewhere, and somebody needs to own it. And I would think, certainly, if I were in the Treasury, I would be saying, well, actually, you need to make sure you do the maths properly, because if you don't get the calculations right, you can do something really harmful to the economy. So, but anyway, I would withdraw it.
I welcome the withdrawal of this. You had earlier said we may have sometimes different motives for raising certain issues. And I think really the cost of legislation, probably when we discuss, I will tell you what my take is on this particular matter. But at this stage, I think let's welcome his withdrawal. And that's it.
Parliament needs to apply its mind. It's not a new issue. And I reported to you on where we were. So I'm not saying we must include it in this report, but it's on our agenda. We need to address this issue as a committee. Yeah, we don't need to put it in this report, but it is an important thing. It's not National Treasury's concern. I think this is a sort of issue that we pretty much discuss. Respective majority party, but secondly, in the Rules Committee and or the House Chair, the committee, Chairperson's Committee meeting, we need to discuss these issues. That's where it was last left, but it's not for this report. On the other three issues, colleagues, I'd like to suggest nothing major inconsistent from what I can see, but let's hear this.
Clarity on the efficacy of financial regulations. I'm not sure if it's not an area that will be thoroughly covered by the processing of the Twin Peaks legislation, because the rest of the matters are there will be focusing on the banking system as well as the financial market. So,
and actually, that's what I was thinking of, the Twin Peaks, when it was going through my mind. I don't know whether it was discussed in the committee, but perhaps we should. I think they promised somewhere, in a report somewhere, that we were going to get a report about where we are at the moment from the implementation of the Twin Peaks. So, maybe we should put that in the report, because I think that's very important for us, because if we get that wrong, we're going to have serious problems. So perhaps we should include it in there, that somewhere about we're going to get a report on the implementation of Twin Peaks or something. Because I think it was discussed. Yes, David certainly gave me that input. Thanks, Chair.
So why can't we put in what we did discuss?
No.
Which is, we said that following the matter being raised by the committee, the department agreed to brief the committee in due course on the Twin Peaks legislation. So we agree on that formulation? Okay. Right. Then the retirement reform, we agreed to discuss that they will report on that. Following the matter being raised by the committee, they agreed to give us a report on progress on retirement reform, and then on the first point, right? This is a straightforward one.
Yeah.
So on the fourth one, it's being withdrawn. Okay. That said, the last section then is to deal with the committee. We're going to add the thing there about format of reporting, and we agreed to add the issue of a program of meeting as many of the entities that fall within this portfolio as possible. In fact, to be fair, some of the entities have contacted me, at least two, to say they would like to appear before the committee more often. And I said, well, it depends on the legislation we have. I have discussed with Dave, who said it was impossible in the last 5 years term to do it. We need to create the space and time to do it. So what I'm saying is that as far as in 9-1 goes, if anybody wants to add anything, you can do something else on committee strengthening its capacity to hold the executive to account. I have just this morning again spoken about a content advisor full-time to us and the research you're doing on maternity leave. About 10 minutes before I got here, I spoke to the senior most person. They're trying to help us with that. Then I'm meeting with the House Chair, the Chair of the Appropriations Committee at 2 o'clock to see how we work together. And they were, of course, here for the budget hearing. Okay, the next report then, I will do this in fact changes. In fact, this is quick to do. I hope to get this done fairly early, but I've got another meeting to rush.
Chairperson, as is custom for the DA, we, and in terms of the sentence that says that the Standing Committee on Finance, having considered, etc., recommends that the House supports the budget, we reserve our position on that because we haven't decided that yet, and that is that however we want to explain it. Yes. That's what we normally say. Yes. Thank you, Chair.
It's not a program analysis. It's actually a program summary. There's no analysis here. You're simply repeating what they said in fewer words, Alan, isn't that right? That's the wrong word. So it's an overview. Right? So we can reduce that substantially, really. So we come to page 12, which affects us, right? We're going to see the deliberations and findings here, and recommendations and all that. We're going to lump together. Of course, when you were out, we agreed that in view of the special circumstances, we're going to leave it as observations and proposals, stroke findings, you want. But next year, we will sort all this out, right? Deliberations. Now, can we read that paragraph? I haven't read it. So, you know, I don't know if others have. If you've got comments, please put your hand up. I just want to quickly go to this. Look, that is fairly accurate, but can I suggest what we say there? That we found the information stunning, actually, or something stronger. And, I mean, this thing about the regression in demographic, it's actually stunning, actually. And so can we make that stronger? So what I'll do is I'll rework that in tracking. I'll send this to you late in the afternoon, first, late tonight, because I've got other commitments. But this you'll get later. I'll just rework that and make it much stronger, okay? Were you here, David, when this statistician general was here? That was really stunning, yeah. Some strong word like that. Okay, the findings, the first one there. What is the lower geographic level, Peter Paul? I love your answer. Who wrote that? Is that their wording? That is not sure. Does anybody know? What do you mean by this? Do you mean ward level or something like that? What else can it mean? Number one, under findings. Comments, please. There's a provision of, right? I don't know what this means, right? Okay, Peter Paul, can you help us and find out, right? Two, notes with serious concern, not concern. Sorry, yes, two.
Chairperson, I was just looking at all of the findings, and the general theme is that we as a committee are looking at what the program is for step is A, and then we are saying something about the department. In other words, the vacancy rate is too low, they need to increase the capacity to do various things, etc. Two and three stand out to me as commentary on their findings. So in other words, their work has pointed out the following, that there's this skilling in the black population, etc., which we don't disagree with, but that's what they said, and it is concerning. And then also the concern of the provision for the transport, the next one, the network infrastructure. And yes, of course we're concerned, but that is a finding that they made in the course of their work. It's not specifically about the capacity of the department to do its work. So there would be a whole suite of other things that they pointed out, like the spatial divide that we need to resolve, etc. So I don't know whether two or three actually belong there. Of course they're concerned, but I'm not sure whether they belong there, given that this is about the department itself and its program, rather than what it found out about us as a country on our development path. Thanks, Jeff.
But can I get some clarity before you come across you? We're not talking about the department, we're talking about the SG, Statistics South Africa. All right, if you put it as observations and proposals, I think we will be able to just deal with it for now like that. I mean, it's a similar thing when we got the earlier version. Yeah. You are right, actually. It's the same point Makosi is making. What I'm saying is that we just deal with it for now. You know, I haven't got time. Probably next time we'll talk about it. Yeah, Makosi?
Chair, I thought we should shed light on point number one, because that was a very important point made by Secretary General. In fact, when we were talking about the provision of statistical information at lower level, geographical levels, he actually made an example of school teachers having to understand these statistics and how they can play a role in changing these statistics. And he even spoke about even how municipalities plan. Remember when he spoke about Rea Vaya, with the difference, if you look at the route of Rea Vaya, it's going far away from where the population densities are. I think that's what he meant here. Okay, I do. Sorry, I'm just taking you back to point two. I think there the point is that 7.
Yeah,
on finding. Yes, on this skilling, because I think the point there was about Africans in particular. It was not just black people in general. So.
Yeah.
person, I think, unless I'm reading this incorrectly, but very importantly for us is to make sure that Stack SA is independent, because what it does is it does its work independently, it then makes statistics available, and then government makes decisions on the basis of that. Now, when we're talking about that Statistics South Africa in partnership with the Department of Performance and Monitoring, Device Strategies, etc., I don't necessarily have a problem with them working, collaborating with others, but I think that, and maybe it's implied and there is no issue here, but I'm just concerned that we must always be very mindful that SATSA needs to be independent.
Point, they don't want policies. So I'll say without undermining the independence of. Right, okay, fine. They're in self-credit and we agree. Although, you know, in practice that won't happen, but that's neither here nor there. I withdraw what I said.
I like Vicky's reply, she says, I didn't hear it. Who do you think the SG votes for?
Why do you think you got the term SG? Okay, I'm telling you a little story. There's no media here, right? Who are you two gentlemen?
PMG.
Sorry, PMG. PMG also.
Parliamentary Monitor.
Both of you?
SARS.
SARS. Okay, this story will interest you. I don't think PMG, you're not going to record this, right? It's a joke, it's an anecdote. You can't mention that.
I just wanted us to link the recommendations to the findings and propose that probably we need to say one of the recommendations is that South Africa should present to us how they are going to ensure that these statistics are cascaded down to the lower level of society, as they have actually shared with us that the teachers, the schools, the planning, the municipalities and so forth, and not to limit it to only municipalities, because I see the recommendation here only limits it to municipalities, and yet it actually cuts across them.
When you're talking of below municipalities, where would that if they go? Back to water?
No, I mean, cascades to the lower levels. I'm merely saying, how do they, what is their strategy on ensuring that such information is disseminated to the lower levels of, I mean, to even this, at school level, school level or whatever, you know, where this information is very relevant, so that even the teacher, as he teaches or she teaches, she understands what is expected.
Very good point, very good point. I think what you mean, okay, schools and the like, hospitals and whatever. Yeah, okay, fine. Anything else?
No. In which case, let's do the process. One, this, yes, John.
Yes, thank you, Chair.
Okay, don't ever let me exclude that line, dear Paul, and then you'll get fired. Reaching our 1 second. It prevents me from giving more anecdotes. Now, listen, very quickly. What are we going to do? Oh, sorry, Pinky.
I wanted to check whether do we really still have to come back and adopt, or can we agree in principle that all the work...
Why don't we vote on it here? But remember that the South Africa one, I'm going to chop it down quite substantially. That first part, I mean, it's really not necessary. Okay.
Yeah, but
why don't we do this, right? I think you've been very sensible. Can we agree? Can the rules allow it that the budget 10 one is very clear. So we say we adopt budget 10 as amended, right? However, what we agree here is an informal understanding. If some wording you disagree with, which I'll send you early afternoon, you negotiate with me. If we can't agree, then we convene a meeting and vote on it. But otherwise, I'm sure we're sensible people. Floyd's got to wait the world proletarian revolution by Sunday. He's got better things to do than being in his bourgeois parliament. Right. So he, you know, maybe we should meet tomorrow. Pinky, it's a bad idea. You're giving him space and time to seize the state. Right? So we should not allow, we should keep him here as long as possible. Actually, we should hold him up, rather than he'll ring up. Hey, I'm joking, right? So our rules and don't need to respond. Right. So surrealism. Whether the surrealism, what I'm saying, or your objectives, let's not discuss that either. But in any case, on a more serious note, what I'm saying is, on theft, SA, I would like responses. You know, I don't feel comfortable, but we agree in principle on the changes made, right? And then only if we have to meet, you will get a notice by 7 p.m. this evening to say we're meeting tomorrow. And we have a very brief meeting. And maybe we can even meet at 9:30 a.m. Your caucus starts at 10 as well? Oh. Yeah. Floyd, you want to say something on procedure?
Not on procedure, Chair. Actually, I thought it's obvious that you know that we don't want to obviously delay the committee to discuss some of the substantial issues, but ideologically, politically, we don't agree with the NDP, which is the basis of the budget and all these other things. So that must be noted. So it must be noted that the AFF in principle does not agree with the foundation of the... But we don't want to debate that here. It's a political issue which we'll debate when we're conversing for votes, but it must be noted that we don't agree with the whole budget and the foundation that informs it.
And you want to say that you have a right to say, don't they, that EFF opposes this budget? Do you reserve this judgment? Right? EFF opposes this. Yeah. Yeah, good point. Have you all met to the caucus?
I've consulted
yourself
as the chief whip, and as the commissar responsible for political education, policy and research. So I've consulted, yes.
No, but you know what? Some person says that the best committee is a committee of two when one is absent. Obviously,
you have that in mind, right? So, okay, so basically we just say the EFF proposes the budget, full stop. We'll have to note that for the until 2014 when they wither away by that time, right? 2019, sorry, wither away. The state won't wither away. EFF will wither away. But look, Coyne, I promise that when you come back, we won't say we told you so, okay? We'll just say, fine, go to the back benches and give up. So,
we'll never do that.
Yeah, okay, I'm teasing you. Okay, let's see this note. We want to raise something here, because I haven't had time to discuss with you. We were hoping that in the committee week we will visit the Reserve Bank governor and all some of the other entities. But there's also been a suggestion to me by one of them that they would prefer, I forgot about this, they would prefer to appear in Parliament to be seen to be accounting. And they were, the suggestion is maybe we go and visit them at some other time, but it is surprising that there are people. This, I'm not making any value judgment. As you've been reminding us last week, yeah, you can have all these big ideas. You see once the program starts unfolding, you won't be able to do it, right? So it's good, you're very sober, and it will help us. The other thing is, now you've been the most consistent member of this committee, and I think you're right. So, Des and I have met, and we have this idea that we visit the Reserve Bank Governor for a day and a half, as she has requested, then we go to the FSB and FSC and all that. But some of them are saying they've never actually appeared before this committee for a long time. They want to be seen to be accounting. Now, it's wonderful when people say that, right? So I'm wondering whether, for the first time around, right, let's just call them here, that committee meeting. Let's go through all of them and then shape our program. We're going to take a day off where we work on a, I'll try to do a draft and take it through the relevant structures and so on with the team here that we can maybe work on or outline, and then we discuss. And then we begin that process that Freud suggested. Then what we do is when we have the August committee week sometime, or September committee week, we go and visit them. That's a suggestion because I haven't had time to negotiate with you. It just occurred to me because somebody phoned me, and I'll speak to you about that later. Sorry.
I want to support that 100%. One, because I am associated with the banking sector and the financial services industry generally. And that's where you really have a lot of issues that are affecting your ordinary members of the public. So I think it was an anomaly that we never, there was not that constant engagement. And I think it's a good suggestion, and I think we should all support it, especially to keep those institutions accountable. They are handling a lot of matters that are affecting ordinary people.
Just we think about is also to be reasonable and realistic about what we can and can't do. So what we don't want now is a flood of people appearing before us and we can't process them. So we must find the right balance. So we meet all of them round one, and then we shape our program. And we say, look, over the next year, of the 8 institutions that are accountable to this committee, we're going to target these 4 and focus mostly on them. And incrementally move on to 5, 6, 7, and 8 and so on, because we can't do everything. From what I can gather, and Des may know something too, the legislative program is going to evolve, unfold. It's going to hit us very hard in the next month too. So we also have to be realistic about that. So having said that, Des, is there anything else about program we want to talk about? So that committee week, we will rather, Alan was working on it with you, right? Both of you, can we talk about it? We bring them here to Parliament. And then what we do is we look for another committee week where we go and visit institutions sometime in the next 3 months. So having said that, Alan, you had your hand up?
Yes, Chair, if I could. I've just also been advised by one of our managers in the office that the issue of the financial management of Parliament Amendment Bill is quite urgent, and the programming committee wants to know what the committee's got planned around that.
Has the bill been tabled?
Yes.
I didn't know that already. All right, so what about us looking at the bill next Tuesday? Wednesday, this, yeah?
This is a bill that we'll need to see with other checkers and so on.
the sooner we have that, we think there is a better, because then all these other committees will take you from your declarations.
Are you talking about both houses, or are you talking about the Appropriations Committee and ourselves on the NA side?
Both houses.
The meeting together. Oh, my. How are we going to find the right date and time? All right. Well, presumably that same pressure is on the other committee chairs, right?
Yeah, no. It's a priority to all these committees because it's a separate.
But outside this meeting right now when we finish, can you just help me how we facilitate that sort of thing? All right. So we're not sure whether we can do that, right? But we will be meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday next week, and we will bring the institutions, start bringing the institutions. Yeah. Our debate in the House is on the 21st. Is that still the case? We're doing both debates in the same... Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else you want to raise about elements of a program? No. Thank you all.